Abby Offer, November 2017. The puppy's real name was Prince Amir of Kinjan, but he'd never heard anybody call him that. Face to face with him for the first time, in fact, every time they came face to face with him, people always said, "Good grief, what a mess!" His mother was beautiful, tall and sleek, with a silky golden coat. People would lean over the gate and say to each other, "What a beautiful Afghan hound!" Then they would notice a shapeless bundle of muddy fur doing something peculiar, like eating a tree or trying to dig a hole in a puddle. "What's that?" they would say. "What a mess!" It is not surprising, then, that the puppy grew up believing that his name was What a Mess. Let's sin together. A couple of years ago, I visited a friend of mine and his family. His daughter was 4 at the time, and over dinner she turned to me and asked, "What is your job?" "I try to find what makes people happy," I replied. "That's easy," she shrugged. "Sweets!" When it comes to happiness, I'm not sure the answer is that simple, but she might have been onto something when it comes to hygge. Danes are crazy about confectionery, and a majority of people associate it with hygge. Gummy bears, licorice and fleur de boiler, chocolate domes stuffed with cream. In fact, according to a report by Sugar Confectionery Europe, the annual consumption of confectionery in Denmark is 8.2 kilos per person, making Danes second only to the Finns as the people who eat more sweets than anyone in the world, twice the European average. Also, by 2018, the Danes are expected to gobble down 8.5 kilos of confectionery, overtaking Finland as the world's most sweet-crazed country. And it's not just sweets Danes are crazy about. Cake, anyone? When Jack produced one lousy bean, his startled mother, turning green, leaped high up in the air and cried, "I'm absolutely stupefied! You crazy boy! Do you really mean you sold our Daisy for a bean?" She snatched the bean. She yelled, "You chump!" and flung it on the rubbish dump. Then, summoning up all her power, she beat the boy for half an hour, using, and nothing could be meaner, the handle of a vacuum cleaner. At 10 p.m. or thereabout, the little bean began to sprout. Alice was beginning to get very tired of sitting by her sister on the bank and of having nothing to do. Once or twice she had peeped into the book her sister was reading, but it had no pictures or conversations in it. "And what is the use of a book," thought Alice, "without pictures or conversations?" So she was considering, in her own mind, as well as she could, for the hot day made her feel very sleepy and stupid, whether the pleasure of making a daisy chain would be worth the trouble of getting up and picking the daisies, when suddenly a white rabbit with pink eyes ran close by her. There was nothing so very remarkable in that, nor did Alice think it so very much out of the way to hear the rabbit say to itself, "Oh dear, oh dear, I shall be too late!"